Hello, Dr. Shaw here, and welcome to another episode on Teaching Humanity Remotely. Today, I just want to briefly discuss the need for empowerment and how easily and quickly we can give our power away. And the question that I want to pose is why? Where do we learn that? Where do we learn to give our power away? And does having power, being empowered, keeping our power, have anything to do with self-confidence, self-worth, and the ability to be satisfied with who we are? Where does that need to give up our power comes from? And I'm particularly discussing this with my generation because I think younger people might not have the same condition. But since this podcast also goes to parents and teachers who are in my generation, I thought this was a worthy topic to discuss. When do we learn to give up our power? And how do we stop doing it? So I would say that somewhere in our childhood, and maybe this is particularly true of females, I'm not sure. Again, I think the world is changing. I hope it's changing in this way for the better. I think it is. I actually think it is. But for those of us who have had a history to give up our power, how do we reclaim it? And I will say the way to reclaim it is to not blame anybody else. What happened in the past happened in the past. The reason to have some insight around the past is to make sure that if you are an adult who's working with children and you want to not take their power away, if you want to teach them as children, as they're learning to be responsible, that you want to empower them while also manipulating them to pay attention to what you want them to pay attention to, while you're also in control maybe or being charged with being the adult in the room and teaching them accordingly. We want to give children as much responsibility as they could bear without burdening them. So how do you balance that out? So this is really a big topic, and I'm just putting it out there, sprinkling some raindrops, not pouring down, because I think we'll revisit this again. But I will say that if I model being empowered as an adult, I am helping children understand how to hold on to their power. So being empowered doesn't mean that I'm a bully to the children. It means that I note and mark when I'm not giving my power away, and I share that. So let's say I have a child who's being a bully in the classroom, and I stand up to that child, and then I note and mark to the other children how that exchange was handled. And the first thing I do to not cause any shame or embarrassment is I speak to the class with the bully, and I say to the bully, I say, how do you think that this experience just happened? I mean, how do you feel about this experience? Do you feel that you were being very unfriendly in the beginning of the exchange? And the person will own it. The person will say yes. And do you feel that at the end of the exchange, you were being more friendly? And the person will say yes. And then I'll discuss every single stage that happened. So, for example, there was a boy who came to my class. He was a kindergartner, and he would spit at his other teacher. So he came into my classroom. And when he was unfriendly, I would say to him, do you think that spitting at a teacher or a classmate is the right thing to do? And he would know it's the wrong thing to do. He was out of control. So he would say no. And I would say, well, you see, behavior equals need. So something in you is really sad or angry, and it's really bothering you. And this is how you're acting. And it's my job to teach you other strategies, other ways that you could possibly act. So that's a perfect example. And I'm going to empower you to give you a variety of strategies, and you can figure out what's best for you. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to spit. And in that, I say, see, I'm showing you, I'm keeping my power, and I'm giving you a limit because you don't have a limit yet. And I'm letting you know you're not spitting. In this classroom, you're not going to be spitting at anybody. And I'm going to teach you what you could do instead. You could excuse yourself. You could play with a little fidget toy. You could hold on to a little pillow. You could color. Sometimes that could help. There's a few things you could do. Do you understand? And then we just have a discussion. And then I note and mark it to everybody so everyone can see what it's like to stand up to a bully, to understand where you need to be empowered with the bully and where you need to give the bully choices so that they can find other ways so that they don't have to act like a bully, because nobody really wants to do that. They're doing it because they're unhappy and they're stuck. So that's very important. my books really address things like this, strategies to learn how to cope with real life social emotional learning issues. And you can feel free to look at my books at Dr. Mindy Shaw paperbacks on Amazon. And also visit my website at learnwithmeremotely.com. Until next time, I hope this helps. I think it's a very important issue. How do we regain our power? And for those of us who are not necessarily teachers, those of us who are older and we are finding our own way in seeing how we act with our own children, our adult children, how we're willing to give up power, see where that comes from. Really look at that. Really reflect about where that comes from, because seeing is the first thing to transformation. See where it comes from. Don't blame anybody else. Take responsibility. And then just when you see it, just start exercising that new muscle where it's like, I could react that way, which would be giving it up, or I could do something differently. And just continue to just exercise that new muscle, build up that stamina, and see what that creates for you. And stay empowered, because no one can take your power away if you don't give it. Until next time, be well. Thank you.